Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. And this is going to be a doozy of a news minute. And there's going to be a lot of topics that will be our main topics for discussion on the on NPC because of it's been a crazy week for Nintendo stuff with the the speculation that Switch 2 is going to be on its way. Before we jump into this, I want to let you guys know that the Mario Kart podcast is going strong. It is called The Dirt. I checked today. If you type Mario Kart on Apple, it's the number one search result. If, let me know if you find it in other places that quickly, like Spotify or Google or Amazon. And I also need reviews, guys. So if you can leave reviews, I'd really, really appreciate it. And for everybody that's done it so far, thank you so much. It's the reason it's showing up so high in the search results already. So just and this is a very community focused thing. Today we spent an hour and a half all racing together, chatting. There was five of us in total, just hanging out, having a good time in Discord. And not everybody played. So, one of the guys that was hanging out with us, his name was Billy. He was, I think it was either Cliff or Billy. I can't remember. Cliff Billy. I can't remember. But he wasn't even playing with us. He was just hanging out and chatting, and that's totally fine too. If you don't have Mario Kart, but you just want to connect with people, come hang out. That's the whole idea here. There's going to be more competitive stuff happening. The time trials are going strong. I am just having an incredible time with it, and it's kind of like reinvigorated gaming for me. If you are watching this video, you're seeing that I am playing Odyssey, and I ended up in New Donk City looking for some more moons, and I had a good time, a really good time getting back to Odyssey, because it's been a couple years, and I still haven't found every moon. So it was a good little gaming session, that's for sure. Now let's get into the news. First up, from My Nintendo News, many first-party Nintendo games are seemingly going out of print. So I've been seeing this everywhere. I've been seeing so many different like posts on social media talking about how Nintendo games are a large handful of them are no longer in print, and they're going to be harder to find. And I'll go over that list with you. And let's just take a look at the article here from My Nintendo News. It says a number of high-profile first-party Nintendo games are seemingly out of print, at least in North America. This news was spotted by Nintendo, with some retailers removing the listed games below from their inventory. It is not clear why this is happening, but there's the prospect that they could be introduced as Nintendo Select titles, as the Nintendo Switch successor is presumably on the horizon. The list is kind of extensive, and I think some of these games are going to surprise some of you. Paper Mario Origami King, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, Pikmin 3 Deluxe, Metroid Dread, Kirby Star Allies, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, Fire Emblem Three Houses, Fire Emblem Engage, Yoshi's Crafted World, WarioWare Get It Together, Nintendo Switch Sports, Super Mario Odyssey, Splatoon 2, Super Mario Maker 2, and Mario Strikers Battle League. And another one I saw that I don't believe was on this list is Nintendo Switch Sports. So I was watching a video from Who's Kyle talking about this as well, and some of this may have to do with new SKUs when it comes to the new system coming out, so that Nintendo can easily track which games were being bought in which generation. And I'm sure it has you know, something to do with investors and, you know, just the overall business strategy that goes along with the new system. Now, a Nintendo Select or Player's Choice or whatever, this is something that we've seen from Nintendo often. I mean, even back in the Super Nintendo days, I have a handful of Super Nintendo games that are like the Player's Choice, right? And they say that right on the cartridge. They're not the ones I typically want to collect, right? Like when I went and found a copy of Super Mario Kart, I didn't want to find one that had that sticker on it. I wanted the OG, right? And that's just my preference. But could there be like potentially deluxe versions of a handful of these games? Could there be updates happening that this particular list is going to be re-released with upgrades that will run on the new system? I'm curious to see. That's an extensive list. And will these be, you know, available at retail? And if that is the case, if we already own the game, are we going to have some kind of an upgrade path? And is there going to be a cost involved, or will it be free? A lot of questions with this list. And again, we're going to get into it extensively on MPC tomorrow night. But I am curious to hear from you guys. What do you think's going on here? You can let me know in the Discord or in the comment section on YouTube or Spotify. But it's interesting to say the least. Continuing on with the rumors, well, Jeff Grubb thinks that a Nintendo Direct is almost certainly going to happen in February. It's a new year, which means the speculation for the next Nintendo Direct gets underway. This is from My Nintendo News. Nintendo loves to have a Direct at the beginning of the year, usually in January or February, so it's no surprise that the gaming media is beginning to talk about the potential of a new Nintendo Direct coming soon. For example, gaming journalist and insider and streamer Jeff Grubb recently spoke about it in a Giant Bomb stream. While Grubb doesn't say that he's heard anything suggesting that will happen, he still feels that due to historical trends with Nintendo, you can always count on a Nintendo Direct in February, and it's almost certainly going to happen in February again. And I've seen tweets from Stealth, you know, going through the list of how many Februaries we've had directs. It's a large number, and I would have a hard time believing it doesn't happen. And I think either shortly before or after, we will probably also see another indie direct as well.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
The question is, what happens with, like, is this where we get the announcement of the new system? I don't see there being, like, they either announce the new system and all of these games that were on that list get re-released as the select titles. And that's a big part of the Direct, letting people know that they can get all of these games for a $40 price tag. And again, that's speculation. With the games moving to 70, maybe they only drop them 10 to 50, but I think they would move more units. I was reading comments from people today that, you know, some people were like, a lot of these I've been waiting to get physically, but I wanted to see them go on sale for, you know, for $19.99. I have a hard time thinking Nintendo would ever sell any of these games for $19.99, but I could see the potential of them coming out at $39.99 with the Nintendo Select series. But we will just have to wait and see. This upcoming Direct is going to be interesting, right? Could it break the cycle of February Directs? Potentially, because of the new system, or is February where we hear something? I'm going to say right here, and I'll probably say it again tomorrow night. I think we hear about the new system the beginning of this year. I think we hear in the next direct from Nintendo talks about new system, and it might even be more of like a presentation like the Switch had, or the direct may focus more on games coming out this first year. Tease the new system potentially, and then say, stay tuned in, you know, in 2 weeks when we do a full reveal of the next, you know, piece of Nintendo hardware, you know, the Switch successor. I can see it going a few different ways. And so we'll just have to wait and see. I'm with Jeff. I think definitely we see something in February, unless for some reason the new system throws things, having the new console come out throws things off. But I think they're going to start getting pre-orders, and not only for the new system, for the new games prior to the end of the fiscal year. And, you know, speaking of like their fiscal year, their stocks have soared, or their shares have hit a record high, apparently, thanks to the Switch 2 fever. I'm over at Nintendo Life right now. It says Nintendo shares have hit a record high of 7,823 yen, roughly 54.14 as of Wednesday, as reported by the Wall Street Journal. While increasing steadily over the last year or so, shares have recently spiked, with the Wall Street Journal citing sold earnings and the expectation of new hardware from the firm to succeed the current Nintendo Switch. It's no secret that fans have been clamoring for what we're affectionately referring to the Switch 2, and the general expectation is that Nintendo will finally release its upcoming plans at some point this year. Then they have a breakdown below of the share prices of Nintendo. The record shares from Nintendo have helped Japan Stock Exchange, the Nikkei stock average, to reach a 34,441.72, the highest the end of the day level since February 1990. The record high still sits at 38,915.87 from December of 1989, but it's looking promising from current figures. Of course, it's likely Nintendo's share price will fluctuate in the coming weeks and months as we eagerly await the news of the Switch 2. Chances are the firm will broadcast the Nintendo Direct in the month of February, but we're honestly not expecting to see any major hardware announcements and for a little while yet. So that's interesting. The opinion of Nintendo Life is that they're not expecting to see anything for a little while. They could be right. I mean, we have no way of knowing. Everything is speculation at this point. There are a few Switch titles that Nintendo's still trying to push, and one of those videos is Mario versus Donkey Kong. They put out a brand new trailer today. This trailer was kind of a tipping point for me, honestly. I had seen very little about this game, have never played these games in the past. I didn't really know what to expect from them. After watching this trailer, I'm going to be completely honest. This looks like something that I'm going to really, really enjoy. The reason being, I am a huge fan of or at least I was as a kid, playing the Donkey Kong games, right? Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Donkey Kong 3 even. And there seems to be so many elements from those games. Plus, there's some, like, it looks to be some elements of like the Lemmings a little bit, which is an old school Super Nintendo game. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to jumping into this one. It looks like it's going to be, you know, very Nintendo, seems to have some very Nintendo charm, or very much has some Nintendo charm, and I'm excited to jump in. So I believe the release date for this one is the day after my birthday. It is. So looking forward to jumping in and playing that on February 16th. And if you want to see the trailer, it is on X and on Nintendo's YouTube channel. And I'm just going to play it real quick and just give a little bit of perspective here. So you're controlling Mario, from what it looks like. And there's these little mini Marios all over the place, but like It shows Mario grabbing a hammer, just like in the original Donkey Kong. He's climbing a lot of ladders, similar to like Donkey Kong or Wrecking Crew. You're moving along ropes, similar to like Donkey Kong Jr. Like, I love what I'm seeing here. Like, this looks like it's going to be fun. There is local co-op play, which looked a little bit reminiscent of like Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. And so, I don't know. This... I knew the game was coming. I've been meaning to dig a little deeper into it because it looks like something I would, you know, it's Mario, so I assumed I would like it, but it really looks like something I'm going to thoroughly enjoy, which I was kind of surprised by, honestly. So, looking forward to this one dropping on the 16th of February. The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom, nominated for DICE Awards Game of the Year. It says multiple other Nintendo games also nominated. So, looking at the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences, it says, "We are pleased to announce the nominees for the 27th annual DICE Awards. A total of 56 games are nominated this year, led by Marvel Spider-Man 2 with 9 nominations, Alan Wake 2 with 8, Baldur's Gate 3 with 7. Cocoon was 6, and there's a full list of all the nominees. What Nintendo is being nominated for: Zelda Tears of the Kingdom Game of the Year, Outstanding Achievement in Game Direction, Outstanding Achievement in Game Design, Adventure Game of the Year, Outstanding Technical Achievement, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Outstanding Achievement in Game Design, Outstanding Achievement in Game Direction, Family Game of the Year, and Outstanding Achievement in Animation. And F-Zero 99 has a nomination for Racing Game of the Year. So Nintendo seems to be showing up relatively strong at the 27th annual DICE Awards, and I'm just trying to see each word will be revealed on the February 15th on my birthday. Hey, there you go. So, maybe something we end up watching together. We'll just have to wait and see, but cool to see Nintendo making such a strong showing at this year's DICE Awards. Moving on, my Nintendo store adds some new WarioWare goodies in North America here. So it looks like there is a WarioWare magnet set. The brightly colored 8 inch by 8 inch magnet sheet features Wario, Ashley, Red, 9 volt, Orbolon, and Mona. This physical reward is available while supplies last. So Nintendo of America tweeted out, get moving this year with the WarioWare Move It magnets from my Nintendo. And it does say available now. Now, the item will set you back 500 platinum points, so Johnny will not be getting it. And again, it's while supplies last. So if you're a big fan of WarioWare, particularly the Move It game that just came out, don't miss out on the magnets. Sonic Superstars receives a small update on Switch, and it is small. It says, make sure to update your game for a smoother and improved experience. In this update, the following changes have been implemented. Added an option to reset scores for time attack mode. The score reset function will only delete the scores stored in your local save data. Scores on the online leaderboards will not be affected by the rest. And the last thing on the patch notes just says bug fixes. So make sure you get your Sonic Superstars game up to date the next time you fire it up to play it. A critically acclaimed Motorvania Laika Age Through Blood gets a last minute Switch delay. It was originally releasing on January 11th. So Head Up Games put this out on X. It says the Nintendo Switch release of Laika Age Through Blood was originally set for tomorrow, but we want to ensure the version we launch is in the best possible shape it could be, which is why we decided to take some more time and delay the release. Thanks for understanding. We will keep you posted with more info about a new date as soon as possible. So that's it. We don't know when it's coming, but as soon as we do, I will make sure to let you guys know. The game looks like a very, very interesting art style, and it's kind of a shame that it's not coming out. But we, you know, it's always the best give these Switch games time in the oven, because they sometimes they need it. So To give you guys an idea of what the game is, it says mixing the motocross style gameplay you might find in a trials game with the classic Metroidvania mechanics and outrageous bloody combat. Leica definitely looks like one of the more unique games we've come across in quite some time. The PC version is already available and has been met with positive reviews from critics, with IGN awarding it a score of 9 out of 10 and stating that if you've ever considered yourself a fan of exploring on platforming across 2D landscapes, you'll find these open roads well worth your time. So again, the game looks pretty cool just from the few screenshots that I'm looking at here, and looking forward to seeing when this one finally makes its way over to the Switch. Well, apparently at CES, there is a Mario hologram that is freaking out the CES attendees. So I'm going to throw my headphones on here because I want to see what's going on. But there's a tweet from @problemchild_, and it says, so Mario was at CES, but who approved this abomination? So I've got to head over to X to watch it because it doesn't want to play over on the embedded on the article there. So let's see. Yeah, his mouth is moving really weird. His voice is not even close. And oh, it's showing like a Target like logo on it, that apparently this is going to be something that will talk at Target, but like the voice sounds super off, like super off, and the way the mouth moves is a little bit creepy. So maybe it's early on. Looking at the article here, it says, sure, it looks like Mario, but it's completely lacking his whimsical characteristics. And what on earth is that voice? Anyway, we're going to assume that Nintendo probably isn't involved in whatever this is. It's a weird marketing technique, that's for sure. And it's not really prompting us to dash off the Target anytime soon. Still, as horrifying as it is, it's also kind of funny. We're not going to lie. We'd probably spend a completely unreasonable amount of time with this thing and see what ridiculous stuff we can get it to say. And it's similar to what, I don't know if you guys have ever made it to the Nintendo World Store in New York, but there is an AI Mario that's set up there that you can have conversations with. But it was voiced by Charles Martinet, and we were discussing while we were playing Mario Kart today, wondering if the new voice of Mario would be taking, like, re-record those lines, because it's you can basically have a conversation with it, and it's, you know, it's limited in what it can say back to you, but it is kind of a cool little like novelty that you can interact with at the Nintendo store. So just what a very, very strange piece of marketing from Target. But again, what is this pointing to? You know, if you go to Target right now, Mario is sliding down a flagpole in almost every one of their departments. Is this going to be swapped out to where you can have conversations with the plumber right there in the store? And is it going to be the kind of thing that's going to direct you to games, and it's going to make you not have to ask somebody at Target if that what they know about the particular game, if they absolutely, you know, and there's a chance they have no idea. It could end up being the case, but it's in a little bit of a little bit of rough shape right now. Well, lastly, Smash Bros. Has new spirits. That's right. Smash Bros. Has new spirits, and for some reason I'm having a heck of a time getting my article open here. Here we go. We'll get back on the homepage here. But Nintendo wanted to celebrate the release of Smash, and they decided to do that by adding some more spirits. Now, personally, I would have loved it if they had added, you know, maybe some new characters. What do you say? You know, that would have been my preference for sure. Just because I want to see that game continue to grow, and hopefully we see it on the next console. That's one of the things I've been thinking about a lot. So I'm just trying to get for some reason the article is not loading, and I'm not quite sure why, but give me one second here just to get, there we go. Now we can take a look at it. So looking here it is. So Smash Bros. Ultimate new spirits have been revealed. And they're out this week. So let's take a look. From Nintendo Life, it says, last month, Nintendo announced it would be celebrating the fifth anniversary of Smash Bros. Ultimate with a special event as well as brand new spirits. Now, in an update, the Japanese company has revealed the new spirits. These spirits will be up for grabs for 5 days and will be made available on the week of the 11th of January, 2024. Included in this lineup are characters from Splatoon 3, Xenoblade Chronicles 3, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and Pikmin 4. For 5 days, starting on the 11th of January, new spirits from various series, latest titles such as The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Splatoon 3, will be making their way to Smash Bros. Ultimate Spirit Board. Defeat them in battle and earn more gold than usual. And there's this is from a tweet from Nintendo. So it says, as noted, when you defeat them in battle, you'll earn more gold than usual. Last month event allowed players to earn more XP and SP and snacks. You can learn more about this in our previous coverage over right here on Nintendo Life. And there's obviously more related articles getting into that. So is that going to be enough to get you our few spirits? Being available in this time frame going to be enough to get you to jump back in? I've been playing a little bit of Smash here and there, but I've never really touched the spirit board or anything whatsoever. Maybe I'll take a look. They're limited, but we'll just have to see depending on the kind of time I have. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really do appreciate you, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back.